New research shows a dramatic difference in the quality of care given to black Medicare patients versus their white counterparts. A study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine concludes that doctors treating black patients are less likely to have the resources that would allow them to provide services like thorough evaluations, specialist referrals, and diagnostic imaging. As NPR's Rachel Jones reports, the study signals a shift from research that illustrates the extent of racial disparities to explanations of why there's a difference.
Decades of research have demonstrated two things: that blacks don't receive the same quality of health care as whites in the United States, and their health is poorer. For example, blacks develop cancer at a rate 13% higher than whites, and their death rate is 31% higher. Peter Bach is a physician and epidemiologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. He says that with the new study, researchers wanted to go beyond the commonly understood reasons for these disparities, like cultural barriers, mistrust of doctors, or the specter of racism.
The question we asked was, are the primary care physicians who treat blacks and whites the same? Or do blacks go to different primary care physicians on average than whites? And if so, are there differences between the primary care physicians that treat blacks and whites?
In the study, researchers did telephone surveys with more than 4,000 physicians who had logged more than 150,000 primary care visits with black and white Medicare patients. The survey showed that for the most part, black patients saw a different group of doctors than the white patients did. The survey also showed that the majority of the time, black patients were treated by white doctors. About 60% of the visits were to white doctors. Bach says black patients were more likely to be treated by doctors who practiced in low-income communities, where there are few or no specialists or radiological services. And there was one more crucial difference: passing a medical exam after residency.
The typical physician treating a black patient is less likely to be board-certified in their primary specialty, let's say internal medicine or family practice, than is a physician treating a white patient.
Bach believes the study is an important new step in attempting to understand why health outcomes are so drastically different for blacks and whites. But he's also concerned that the data could be misinterpreted as an indictment of minority physicians. Randall Maxey is president of the National Medical Association, the nation's leading professional organization for black doctors. He shares that concern, and it starts with the title of the study.
It could be easily misinterpreted what the conclusions of this study are. And it could be concluded, if you don't look carefully, that they are singling out a group of physicians who would be predominantly black, who, because they're less trained, ill-prepared, and don't necessarily follow best practice guidelines, might lead to worse outcomes for black patients. And that is exactly not true, and certainly not the intent of this paper.
Maxey is chairing the NMA's annual convention in San Diego this week. He believes cultural conditioning in America too often leads to one-dimensional conclusions about data involving race. Most people reading the headlines would wrongly conclude black patients, black doctors. He thinks this harms the reputations of doctors who work in underserved communities, often at great sacrifice.
You can have a triple board certified physician practicing in a depressed area where he can't get services for his patient. That potentially will lead to bad outcomes for that patient, tying it back to that doctor when in fact he's not at fault. It's a systemic problem.
Maxey says NMA leaders are calling for comprehensive Medicare reform to focus on better access to diagnostic tests and specialists. If that's the purpose of the paper, they support it. Researchers believe this kind of broad-scale approach to eliminating disparities raises the quality of care for all patients. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.